No, Brett Phillips rejoining Nick Del Santo, Justin Lepage, Dwayne Russell. We are going to devote some more time to the Toby Green story here. We've got about 6.5 minutes before we're going to take a break, Del and Lepper. So, Del, we spoke about it sort of briefly in that 12 to 1 hour. Lepper, weigh in here with your thoughts on the Toby Green situation.
Oh, can I start with saying I love Toby Green? And I think over the course of time he does get a bit of a rough end of the stick, but there's so many parts to this. Every person I've spoken to have got from passionately should be suspended through to passionately shouldn't be suspended and everything else in between. And as I said before, he has a fantastic way to do that, hasn't he, Toby, to be so polarising. There's so many parts of this for me when I look at it. There's moments where I'm like, why didn't he just move out of his way, Toby? You know, but then he's coming towards a guy to talk to him. And then there's other parts. I look at Matt Stevic and think, why is Matt Stevic not moving out of the way and going back to his position? You know, why is he sort of almost giving him the power stance as well? And why is it? So you or think of all the ways why this, how this just could have been avoided from the start. So we don't have to even talk about it because we don't want to. We just want to all want Toby Green to play next week. But I think the ultimate thing is that did Toby give him enough respect to walk out of the way of the umpire? I think that's what we want to see in the community. We want to see us as players walking, making sure we walk around an umpire, show respect to an umpire, and not just treat them like a piece of dirt, thinking, oh, well, if he's in my road, oh, well, I was walking in a straight line. Oh, if you bump me, I bump me. You know, that sort of thing. It kind of has a bit of that air to me. Mm. I don't think it's malicious. I don't think he really tried to hurt the umpire. I actually think it's probably more arrogant than anything what Toby was doing, more than malicious. So, but it just doesn't look good. So he's got to get in his brain, I think, Toby, that just those little things, just overemphasize. Know who you are. You are the villain, unfortunately, in the footy circles. You accept the villain's role. So the villain often sometimes has to go out of the way a little bit more than the other guy, okay? Because you don't get, unfortunately, you're treated as evenly as others.
I don't like the conversation that flows on with any of these sort of incidents that we need to set an example here so it doesn't filter through this sort of action to the lower levels. I'd like to identify this as its own incident. Now, we are all well and truly aware that you cannot make contact with an umpire in all of those four categories that we touched on previously. Now, what we've also seen in the last year or two is you can touch an umpire and get a fine. Mm. So now we're starting to go into grey areas. So the bit that I get disappointed with the incident yesterday is we're now talking about the force of that contact or whether there was contact at all. I want to go back to Toby from the 5 metres that he approached that, knowing that if he had have continued on the path that he did, Lepper, that he was going to make some sort of contact or get into enough space with umpire Matt Stevic, there would be a question around it. He had the opportunity 5 metres previously to make a decision that I don't want to even engage, knowing full well whether he's read the rules of the game or whether he's just grown up with the game like we all have from the age of five, you know you can't get into that space at all.
Yep.
He was frustrated from an incident that happened with 4 minutes to go on the clock where he gave away that free kick to McInerney, and I think he was still discussing that and why it wasn't the right call, rightly or wrongly. I thought the umpire got that call right at that time as well. It was a forceful arm.
Yep.
But I don't like this conversation where we get, well, was it enough force? Did he really do it? He shouldn't have been there. And that's taken out into, I'm not here about setting an example for young kids coming. They all know the rules. Yep. We don't need to give him 10 to 12 weeks to prove a point. We know the point. People still break the rules every day in society. You know you're not allowed to import drugs all around the world, but people do and they get penalised. We don't need to make a rule about this specifically. He needs to get penalised, unfortunately.
So in saying that, one, intentional contact with an umpire. So contact with an umpire that is aggressive, forceful, demonstrative or disrespectful. I think that's the word at the end there. Disrespectful will be deemed intentional and the player will be directly referred to the tribunal. So do you think that's where it goes?
It's one of those four. Best case scenario, it's disrespectful.
Oh, look, it is absolutely disrespectful. Any time you yell at an umpire, it's disrespectful though. So you could actually have been just any sort of abuse is disrespectful. So it is a difficult one. It is very grey, and that's why sometimes they have these rules that are a little grey, so they can almost predetermine if they don't like the look of it overall. So I think that will be the bit in the end. If the AFL don't like the look of it, and it's not a great look at the end of the day.
So bottom line, what do you think that he should get, Toby?
I mean, for me, I'd like to see something very minor, whether it's a fine. Given the final, I don't want the week. That's the thing. But the problem is you can't live in that world. I actually think he will get a week only for the fact that I just think it's something that we don't want to see in the game. So that's whether I like it or not, I just think that's what's going to be happening.
So is Chriso constrained by the decision he made with Lachie Neale early this year where he gave Lachie Neale a fine? Lachie Neale sought out the umpire and touched him. So it was deliberate contact. There's an argument to be made whether Lachie Neale was seeking the umpire to say, hey, I'm bleeding, I should have got a free kick. No wonder I'm bleeding, I've got a hit to the head. Or was he saying to the umpire, I'm bleeding, I need to go off? So he did make deliberate contact with an umpire and got a fine. So is Chris O constrained by that?
There's plenty to ponder, no doubt. We're going to run out a little bit of time, so I think we'll continue this conversation and work out the diagnosis of Toby Green. But
I get the clearly, wind-up then. Did I get the wind-up then? Did
I think, yeah.
That was, just that was the Oscars.
Right. Yes. A little subtle wind-up.
I was about to clap you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I still have my mum to thank.
Just take another sip of the coffee and we'll come back, Dwayne. Plenty to dissect. We're an hour and 20 away from the Bulldogs and the Bombers on AFL Nation.